Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Steve Jordahl.
Good morning.
Joins us. Good morning, Steve. Hey, before we jump into what Steve has for us, I want to let you know that we have some seats available, a few, for our September tours to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. We're going to see early American history there. And then we're going on to Washington, D.C. and George Washington's Mount Vernon. Those are two separate tours, but they are back-to-back for those who want to do that, because many people who come on these tours with us, they travel from around the country and they just want to do, they want to spend the week with us seeing all these sites. So we would love to have you. Again, the Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown is September 13th through the 16th, and then the D.C., Mount Vernon, is the 16th through the 20th. We have a few seats remaining. So if you'd like to go with us, check out the itinerary, everything about the trip. We call these spiritual heritage tours. So just go to the website, spiritualheritagetours.com. Spiritualheritagetours.com. And you can read all about it there. And if you want to sign up to go with us, we would love to have you while seats remain. All right, Steve, what do you got leading off?
Well, we've been saying, the experts have been saying for months that the best chance Donald Trump has, the best thing he's got going for him in November is a robust economy, and the economy's been really recovering well. Well, today, United Airlines, just like a half hour ago, put out a memo to its employees. United Airlines says up to 36,000 employees face layoffs October 1st. That is a crushing number that the Democrats, I'm sure, will use. That's a month before people go into the polls to vote for president. And they say it's because of the depressed economy because of the coronavirus. 36,000.
Which they blame, Democrats blame on President Trump.
Everything goes back to President Trump eventually.
They've already laid the groundwork for blaming President Trump for the coronavirus's activity in this country because he, quote unquote, didn't act soon enough.
Right.
And so any economic fallout will be laid at his doorstep as well.
To be fair, United isn't choosing October 1st to make an October surprise for the president. They took some of the payroll protection money, the loans, and under those terms, they're not allowed to lay anybody off until October.
Okay. So that is not being done.
It's not a political...
To hurt the president.
No. I'd have a hard time believing that United would decide to commit Harry Caray just to stick it to the president.
Right.
That's huge.
That is.
He was a great baseball announcer.
Harry Caray. Yeah, he was.
Next. So committing Harry Caray, you're saying, is getting up at the seventh inning stretch.
Holy cow!
Singing, take me out to the ball game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't that him? He used to do that?
Yeah. Chicago Cubs,
He had the big glasses.
Oh, yeah.
The big eyeglasses and the legendary radio announcer.
Kind of Mr. Magoo-ish
for
with
the
those
Cardinals,
glasses.
The Cardinals and then the Cubs and then some other team, I think.
His son, Chip, is now taking his place, I think, or is in the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next story, Steve.
Well, I hate to say this, but Kanye West has parted ways with President Trump. Kanye West says he's going to run for president in 2020. He swears it is not a publicity stunt or a way to promote his upcoming album, which he says he's going to give away for free, or his recently announced fashion collaboration with The Gap, I think he said, which you can be viewed at The Gap at reasonable prices. but he's running as a third-party candidate under the birthday party, because when we win, it's everybody's birthday. Oh, Forbes said that Elon Musk is advising him, and his campaign slogan will be "Yes." His running mate will be a preacher named Michelle Tidball.
He's making a mockery of the whole process.
Yeah. You want to know what his platform is?
Sure.
Their shoes.
He says he contracted COVID-19 in February, but opposes vaccines, calling them the mark of the beast. He says he hasn't yet developed a foreign policy, but he is pro-life because he's following the word of the Bible and pro-Wakanda. Wakanda is the fictional country
Marvel,
from Marvel.
From Black Panther?
From Black Panther, yes. He says a lot of Africans do not like the movie and representation of themselves in Wakanda, but I'm going to use the framework of Wakanda right now because it's the best explanation of what our foreign our design group is going to feel like in the White House.
Listen, I don't even know what to say about it. I knew that he was running for president, but I had not read any details.
Yeah.
And this is just making it sound loony.
Okay, couple things here. Kanye West says, and there's evidence for this in his lifestyle changes and the things that he said and done, that he has believed on Jesus Christ mm-hmm. for his salvation. He's repented of his sin, and he believes the Bible, reads the Bible, and that therefore he is a Christian. I don't have any reason to doubt that based on things that I've heard subsequent to his salvation experience.
Right.
Now, having said that, just because somebody's a Christian doesn't mean they can't be wacky.
Yes.
All right? So I don't – I'm not calling Kanye as – I'm saying some of the things he says and does – are like Biden and Trump.
He has his own, the Marx Brothers running for president.
He has his own wackiness, okay?
Yeah.
So I think right here, the idea of you running for president in July for a November election, you have to get registered in all the states.
Right, get your name on the ballot.
I'm saying, I don't know if Kanye West has thought through all this, or if he even knows or understands. So when I said he's making a mockery of the process, that's what I'm saying. There's no reasonable path to getting even 3% of the vote, in my opinion. So I don't know why you're doing this. Some would say it's for publicity. Now, if it is, he's already got all the publicity in the world, right?
Right.
So he really doesn't need any more publicity. He's a very wealthy man, doesn't need any more money. So I do think, though, that he may be doing it to get the message out to the African-American community in particular that they don't need to be beholden to the Democrat Party.
In fact, he said what West told Forbes magazine, he doesn't mind if his campaign takes black votes away from Biden, a Democrat, because it helps Trump. He also said he accepts that he might not win. He says, let's see if...
Really? Good. I'm glad this dawned on him.
he said, let's see if the appointing happens in 2020 or 2024, because God appoints the president. If I win in 2020, then it was God's appointment. If I win in 2024, then it was God's appointment.
What if he loses both?
I guess that's God's appointment, too, although he doesn't bring that up as in the list.
And he did get upset with Biden. Remember, Biden did that interview with that guy that's called Charlemagne the God?
Yes.
Because that's what he calls himself. Remember, Biden said that if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
Right. You ain't black.
You ain't black.
He was,
yeah. So that so Kanye West said that really angered him about Biden. And now he's been hot and cold for President Trump since President Trump won in 2016. Listen, I don't take his candidacy seriously. I'm not sure I even understand the Wakanda thing, but if his point is that he wants, especially like young black people, to start thinking of the possibility that if you're you can be successful
in
something other than rap music or sports,
right.
Because, you know, there's that old thing that if you do well in school, you're acting white. If you use proper English, you're trying to be like a white person. So if that's what he's saying about this Wakanda reference, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
God wants black people to young black people to succeed. But he may, I don't know. You think it's possible for him to draw 1% of black voters?
Yes, I do. I do. That's what I was about to say. So don't steal my thunder.
I think I just stole it.
You did. I know. I don't know what all the legalities are and how you go about doing this, But I think I'm correct to say you have to register in some form or fashion.
Mm-hmm. To get on the ballot.
To get on the ballot in each individual state. I want to say you have to meet some kind of threshold. Anyway, I should
got to jump through some hoops.
I should know, but I don't know all the details of that. Now, let's just set that aside for a minute. Can Kanye West, the rapper and pop culture icon, just to describe, for those maybe 50 and up who don't know who he is, don't know very much about him, Kanye West is basically the Elvis Presley of hip-hop, all right?
That's fair.
Huh? That's fair. So you may not be familiar with him, but he's extremely well-known and very popular.
Married to Kim Kardashian.
Musician, yes. And they've got some money.
Yes.
They got
some put back. Yeah, for groceries.
It's they're on the envelope. For a rainy day.
They're on the envelope system. The West family is. You know, we want to watch where things go. You know, you never know when you need safe or rainy day. Anyway, so all the registration and official stuff aside, I do think it worries Democrats that he could siphon off 1% of the vote, and particularly from people who would otherwise vote for Biden.
Right. In battleground states, especially.
Maybe younger people.
Right.
Not necessarily black. They could be black, white, or whatever, who are fans of his.
Yes.
Which, by the way, systemic racism, remember we keep hearing this? America's inherently racist. I'll just exhibit A. Well, you can't have but one exhibit A. Another exhibit for the American public to refute that, who say rap music is the most popular music in the world now.
Right.
Okay, and in the USA, led by mostly black male singers.
And Vanilla Ice.
The one-hit wonder?
That's right.
From the 80s, yes. Steve, or 90s? Okay. So if you're going to tell me systemic racism is out there, I can tell you, well, the most popular music in the world and in America is rap music by black artists. All right? And guess who's buying it? White kids. Mm-hmm. White kids, so I guess they missed the systemic racism
memo.
And this systemic, I'm rabbit trailing here, and I realize I'm doing it, but I can't stop myself.
That's okay. It's your show.
You know what I'm saying? So this systemic racism thing is just a bunch of bunk. It's garbage, Oprah Winfrey. It's garbage, Barack Obama. It's garbage, Morgan Freeman.
I'm naming successful black people.
I'm giving you one after another of people who have national acclaim, if not international acclaim, and they're supported by white America. The systemic racism is just a bunch of garbage. What was I talking about when I was making another
black votes from
argument?
Biden?
No, I was talking about Kanye West. Kanye West should he get official and be able to be on the ballot? I do think he could take 1% of the vote in the country.
Let me ask you this question. Could he be an out for black Democrats who don't want to vote for Biden but can't resolve with themselves voting for President Trump?
What now? Ask the question again.
Could he be a third alternative for any significant portion of African Americans who really do want to break from the Democrat Party and don't want to vote for Biden, but can't quite bring themselves to saying that they're Republicans?
That could be a part of the 1%.
I think most black voters are not going to treat a Kanye West candidacy as being something serious.
Yeah.
But I think you will get a lot of people, like you said, who, if he runs an ad or two in each state.
And they're fans of his. They want to say, hey.
That's Kanye. I'm voting for
Kanye West. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. I think you could get that.
So, and 1% could tilt the election.
Yes.
Yeah.
One way or another.
In places like Michigan and Pennsylvania.
If I were President Trump, I wouldn't care that Kanye West is running because he's not going to take any votes from Trump.
Right.
But if you're Biden, he could take votes from Biden. It's kind of like if a Green Party candidate ran or a Ralph Nader type. Ralph Nader was the difference between Al Gore and George Bush being president.
Because of Florida.
Florida. Ralph Nader took 2%. Of the vote in Florida, I think, and that which would have otherwise gone to Gore, which would have allowed him to have more hanging chads than
right
than George Bush. So next story, Steve.
Well, kind of a related story. There are some African Americans out there and prominent ones who are kind of dismissing the Black Lives Matter movement as not really about Black Lives. One of them is actor Terry Crews. He was on Monday night with Don Lemon on CNN, and they had a discussion about Cruz is saying Black Lives Matter. But if Black Lives Matter, what about the black kids and the black people that are dying by the hundreds in the inner city, black-on-black crime?
Now, you did mention, by the way, Terry Crews, and that's C-R-E-W-S.
C-R-E-W-S.
Is a black actor, right?
He's a black actor, and I should have looked up on IMDb what things. You'd know him if you saw him.
Well, he's on a Brooklyn... Night.
He's played in some movies.
Yeah.
And,
it's that cop comedy show.
Yeah.
That offbeat cop comics show. The Brooklyn something, a 909 or something like that. But anyway, you've seen him on commercials, like if you watch any television. So he's not a household name, but he's known.
Anyway, there was some show. Didn't he play as the dad on Everyone Hates Chris?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
was that like a... The opposite of Everyone Loves Raymond?
I guess. I don't know. But he was the dad on that show.
Gotta have some balance.
Yeah. But I wanted to play you a little bit of the interchange between Don Lemon and Terry Crews. And listen to how when...
Don Lemon, the CNN guy.
CNN anchor Don Lemon. Listen to how when Terry Crews starts talking about the real agenda of the group Black Lives Matter, Don Lemon starts talking over him. Listen closely because you hear Don Lemon's voice a lot, but underneath... You hear Terry Crews, he doesn't stop talking. He can't get it out. This is cut five.
The Black Lives Matter movement was started because it was talking about police brutality. If you want an all Black Lives Matter movement that talks about gun violence in communities, including, you know, black communities, then start that movement with that name. But that's not what Black Lives Matter is about. The Black Lives Matter movement is about police brutality and injustice in that manner. Not about what's happening in black neighborhoods.
But when you look at the organization, police brutality is not the only thing they're talking about.
I know that. I agree, but that's not what the Black Lives Matter movement is about, Terry. Black Lives Matter is about police brutality.
He just didn't want to hear it.
Don Lemon.
Don
that's
Lemon.
That's how Tucker Carlson refers to him.
Right.
Because he's an elitist snob.
I actually had to look up on YouTube how to pronounce the name when I heard that.
That was a great point Terry Crews made that he didn't even acknowledge Don Lemon. He said that's not the only thing that Black Lives Matter is in favor of, is talking about. That was a direct refute.
Refutation.
Is a direct slapback, if you will, at Don Lemon. Don Lemon doesn't want to talk about what Terry Crews is talking about because he doesn't want America to know that Black Lives Matters is a Marxist organization.
And doesn't really care about black lives. It cares about its Marxist revolution.
And Don Lemon doesn't want to talk to Terry Crews about any other issues except police brutality, because if he was to talk about Black Lives Matters and black-on-black crime... In inner cities, which I don't know what the percentages are, but for every cop that shoots a black person and kills them, I don't know. There's probably 1,000 deaths by blacks against blacks.
Yeah. Besides, Terry Crews can talk about whatever he wants. He was invited onto the show. Terry Crews wants to point out the hypocrisy of the Black Lives Matter organization. And that's what he started to do, and Don Lemon didn't want to talk about it.
No, but because it doesn't fit their narrative that he wants to promote, Don Lemon and CNN. Cops are bad, need to be defunded. They're after black people. It's a racist country. and we need to beat Donald Trump.
Right. Yes.
Not in introspection. By the way, those are two African American men there, and one of them wanted to talk about, you know, all Black Lives Matter, basically. And the other guy said, no. We don't want to talk about that. Why? And you have to ask why. Why is Don Lemon so bothered about that?
Well, because because I think it reveals the hypocrisy of the organization Black Lives Matter, that this is not just about police brutality or police targeting of black men.
Of which there's consensus probably pretty well across the board, especially in the black community, there needs to be more trust between police.
Right, and that the George Floyd death was horrifying.
Right.
So you know, that's why Terry Crews was bringing this up. He wanted to say, listen, I do agree Black Lives Matter. Let's talk about these black lives that are dying over in Chicago and Atlanta and places like that. And of course,
why does that just bristle Don Lemon? Why didn't he want
to? Because all Don Lemon wants to talk about is the police and the racist country and Donald Trump. And that was getting off track if he followed Terry Crews down that path.
Hey, do we have the first part of that interview? The first part of the Terry Crews, Don Lemon interview.
Before I started recording?
No. That part that you played comes after the initial. You're talking about the initial part.
The initial part was very telling.
I didn't grab that,
too. Well, maybe we can.
Yes, it was. That's right, because he said, because Don Lemon said to Terry Crews, told him, you said that, yes, Black Lives Matter, but all lives matter. And you want to work with people to solve the country's problems, no matter whether they're white or black. And Don Lemon said to Terry Crews, boy, did you step in it.
Yeah.
Because, and we were listening to it this morning on our story meeting, I thought, what's controversial about that?
Oh, Terry Crews is being very reasonable and saying there are good people and bad people of all colors, and we want to work together for a better country, basically. And Don Lemon goes, boy, you stepped in it with that comment.
Yeah.
Like you're saying. We were wondering what's controversial. Well, all right. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Got a minute left, Steve.
Why don't we do this? There's an ad out that highlights some of the deception that Joe Biden has been doing his whole political career. Listen, this is an ad from Restoration Pack. Listen to cut two.
Joe Biden has never been president for some very good reasons.
Where did you place in that class?
One of them is still breathtaking years later.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees, and I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Really, Joe?
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
Joe Biden, unsuited then, unsuited now. Restoration Pack is responsible.
His memory was failing.
Yeah,
him 30
I often
years
forget
ago?
How many degrees I have from college. It could be one. It could be six. I can't remember.
Hey, listen, these kinds of commercials are going to hurt Joe Biden because that was 30 something years.
It was devastating.
Yeah,
to listen to that. Also, it's one thing to brag if you got something to back it up, but if you're going to brag like you did there, and then you're making the whole thing up.
Yeah.
About your academic career?
Yeah.
Huh?
As if nobody's going to check.
Wow. All right, folks, have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.